Welcome back to Brian Wilson, getting in over my head. Back in the 60s, the Beach Boys and the Beatles were the two biggest acts on Capitol Records. Both groups began with the letters B-E-A. Both groups featured a bass-playing songwriter born in June of 1942. So it's fitting that Brian's brand new album, being released this month, includes a duet with former Beatle Paul McCartney, the other bass-playing songwriter born in June.
I just always wanted to have Paul McCartney do a duet with me. So he called up his manager and we asked him if he'd be interested, and Paul said, yeah, he'd like it. So he flew out and we did a song together.
Did he record his part in L.A.?
Yeah, he recorded his part in L.A. And he did a song called A Friend Like You.
Why did you choose that song?
I chose that song because I had a perfect little part for him. A friend like you, a friend like you, you mystify me, you lullaby me. That a simple little part like that, you know, and he did that like three times in the song.
And did you have to produce his vocal?
Yeah, absolutely. I said, Paul, you're going flat. And he goes, what do you mean flat? I go, you're going flat, Paul. And he goes, all right. And he corrected his flatness.
Did he take any offense that you're telling him he was flat?
No, no, no. He loved it. He loved every minute of it.
Did Paul play guitar on the record?
He played guitar in the introduction of the record. Yeah, he played box guitar. He goes, brum, brum. His box guitar sounded a little bit like an auto harp to me, you know, a little bit.
I wonder if he'd play a little bit of the song, A Friend Like You.
Sure.
I'm so grateful, a friend like you. You're the one who helped me make it through. All my dreams and all my hopes are satisfied. As I look back at my life, as I move on through the years, every time I reminisce, one thing rings out loud and clear. I'm so grateful, a friend like you. You're the one who helped me make it through. All my dreams and all my hopes to satisfy. I was lost, what could I do?
Like you, a friend like you.
You simplify me, you stand beside me.
A friend like you, a friend like you.
You mystify me, you lullaby me. You have courage, you risk it all. Pick me up and every time I fall, you inspire me. Every day of my life, I was broken, so torn in two. You showed me kindness, finally you broke through. All my problems, all my troubles just
like you.
You are patient, you are thoughtful.
A friend like you, a friend like you.
You're so tender, you're so precious. I was brought against the wall. I turned to you, I felt so small.
Time I reminisce. One thing rings out loud and clear.
That's Brian Wilson and Paul McCartney from Brian's new album, Getting In Over My Head. The song is available now on Brian's new CD called Getting In Over My Head, new from Rhino Records. Available at rhino.com or at your local Best Buy or wherever CDs are sold. During the period that followed Pet Sounds, Brian began to envision a project that would top Pet Sounds and the Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band combined. With the working title of Smile, he envisioned it as a teenage symphony to God. Unfortunately, after several months of intense work, the project was abandoned and Smile became the biggest album that never was. Instead, combining some of the tracks from Smile and some of the remaining unreleased tracks from Pet Sounds, the group released Smiley Smile, an album that featured a song that Brian called a pocket symphony. The song, Good Vibrations.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle word on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up her vibration.
I'm picking up good vibrations.
That's Brian Wilson and his live version of Good Vibrations. After the release of Smiley Smile, Brian went through what he calls times that were so scary that I wasn't sure I'd make it through. Artistically frustrated, exhausted, and personally embattled, Brian relinquished his role as the guiding force of the Beach Boys. The group became one of the biggest touring acts in the world, and Brian still managed to remain a key contributor to their albums, continuing to write great songs like Till I Die and Add Some Music to Your Day. Here again, Brian performs them live in L.A.
I'm a cork on the ocean, floating over the raging sea. How deep is the ocean? How deep is the ocean? Ooh, I lost my way. Hey, hey, hey. I'm a rock in a landslide, rolling over the mountainside. How deep valley, how deep is the valley? Ooh, it kills my soul. Hey, hey, hey. I'm a leaf on a windy day. Pretty soon I'll be blown. Your preacher adds it to his song, so what time you hear children chasing ice cream carts. They'll play it on your wedding day. There must be about a million ways to add some music to your day. Add some music.
Coming up, we'll have the world broadcast premiere of a brand new song featuring Brian and his two daughters, Wendy and Carney, when Brian Wilson, Getting In Over My Head, returns.